road goes ever on and on, down from the door where it began. Now far ahead the road has gone, and I must follow if I can, pursuing it with eager feet until it joins some larger way, where many paths and errands meet, and whither then, I cannot say. This is a poem written by J.R.R. Tolkien, breathed from the mouth of Bilbo Baggins in The Fellowship of the Ring, just as he is leaving for his final adventure. With this one entity, this mysterious passage of the road, with a capital R, Bilbo offers us something much larger to think about. The road is a constantly flowing, interconnected network. We don't just follow it with our feet or our maps, but with our spirit. The spirit of adventure. This isn't something you're taught in school. It can't be described in any number of words, and it certainly isn't something you can major in. The spirit of adventure was that feeling you got when you read books like Alice in Wonderland, Harry Potter, The Wizard of Oz, or, of course, the beloved works of Tolkien. That feeling of eagerness to take to the sky or to the road. In exploring faith, I have lately found one question profoundly interesting. What is the difference between religion and spirituality? It's a simple question, and after much thought, I find it to have an even simpler answer. This is religion, and this is spirituality. The life of a wanderer and the life of those who have settled have incredibly expository effects to this idea. By looking at someone with a house, a place of work, a family they go home to every night, we see one side of this. We see structure, we see roots and ties, we see characteristics of religion. Methodical practice, ritualistic tradition, communal gathering. This is how a church worships, and this is how the settled live. Now look at the wanderer, the one who walks out to find something different, something that could not have been found by sitting in their own backyard. The wanderer searches and searches, and what does this person find? They find the same person who first stepped out of the door. This is how the wanderer finds their spirit. Did I make it sound like one of these things was above the other? If so, that was not my intention. For there is miracle in both aspects of faith and lifestyle. There is a word that I believe bridges these two things together, axiom. An axiom is defined as either a self-evident truth that requires no proof or a universally accepted principle. That is to say that if I go out on my own and find something deep within myself, something completely profound and grand that I know to be true to me, I have found spirituality. I have found what I would consider to be a part of my spirit. Now, wouldn't it be tragic if it ended there? To find light and let only myself see by it? That's where the miracle of religion is. That's where the miracle of community is. I can bring my truth here among all of you and share it. Whether my truth develops through hope, wisdom, or love, I can reach out with that warmth to all of you and know that it is not just my truth, but a universally accepted principle. So why do we need the spirit of adventure? Because through venturing out, we find ourselves. And once we find ourselves, we may share our truth with one another. And now I invite the bridging seniors to come up and share their parting statements of reflection.
Found my phone. Hello, members of People's Church. My name is Amanda Wilson, and I am not the best with words, so I will try to make this snappy. I have not been here a long time. I started coming to People's Church about a year and a half ago, and my attendance has been spotty at best because I've just been so busy with school and life and things. Because of this, I may be an unfamiliar face to a lot of you, but, and yet, every time I walk through these doors, I am treated as though I'm family, with a smile and a greeting. I've never once felt excluded or unwelcome or judged or unwanted. And that kind of openness and togetherness is really, it's a hard thing to find, especially with this large of a community. But we have that here. You people are amazing, and I'm so happy to have had the chance to spend this time in this community because it honestly has changed me. Before coming here, I was riddled with insecurities. I still am, but they're different ones now. I was always, like, 100% of the time comparing myself to everyone around me, thinking that I could never really measure up to my peers. I wasn't bullied, but I was my own bully. Wow, I was not expecting to get emotional. I was my own worst critic, and it was painful to think that I wasn't good enough or that other people weren't good enough because they weren't the same as me. They weren't living up to my standards, so clearly they weren't doing it right. Wow, okay. But coming here and seeing all the compassion that you guys have for all people, that is something that I will always take with me for the rest of my life. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Wow. Through the love given to me by the members of People's Church, by my friends and my strangers, I've come to learn that every single living being around me is lovely and amazing and beautiful, and so am I. That just because I don't share the same path as somebody doesn't mean that either of us is doing it wrong. We're just doing it differently. I will be attending Western Michigan University in the fall studying psychology. So I plan on returning because that's, like, what, 5 minutes away? I know that my experience will continue to foster growth just as these last couple of years have, and that I'll always have a safe space here when I need it. From the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Wow. That's going to be tough to follow. Well, we'll start the obvious place. I'm Anson. I've gone here for about a year. The reason I came here is pretty simple. I have some pretty cool friends, and my psychologist went here, so I thought, I see you. Why not? So, and I've really enjoyed my time here. I've met a lot of open-minded people who accepted me for who I am, which I can say isn't actually easy to come by in my daily life. I got something that sometimes my own family doesn't necessarily like to give me, and I just say I can't really pay that back. We'll try to pay it forward. I heard that in my graduation speech. I'm going to steal it. Well, my plan is, right now, I want to take a gap year, but that's only if I can get my scholarship held. But otherwise, I would study at the Kendall College of Art and Design in Grand Rapids. I would like to get a major in illustration or digital design. But for my gap year, my goal would be to frequent a Buddhist temple during the weekdays, and the weekends I would go home, work, relax. I think if I've learned anything the last few years, it's I need more space in my life. And I think that'd be a nice way to develop that within. The friends I've made here have actually helped me do a lot. They've been really supportive and been there for me even when I got a little bit ugly. And as a career in the future, I'd like to work in concept art and maybe dabble in drag at night. I'd like to express myself. I'd like to play things that are different. And I think those would be nice fields to explore. I think I
When I can, I'll come back. But I hope I'll be too busy to think and reflect when I'm in college. Well, thank you for all the love you've shown me, People's Church.
Hi, I'm Sybil, and I'm attending People Church since, I don't know, 4 or 3 months? Close enough. So, I'm honest. The first time I met my host, I was at, we attending a church, if I don't know. She also told me, well, it's a Unitarian church, so it's not like, you know, the church. So, I don't know. I had just some experience in the past of religion space, and that's like church and me, that doesn't work. Besides here. And so, when I came here first, I really enjoyed my time here. I loved the youth group, so many fun moments. I don't know. So I just want to say, when I go back to Germany, I'm gonna miss every single one of you. Thank you for listening.
So, I'm Levi. Hi, Levi Klan. I've been coming to this church for 14 or 15 or 16, depending on who I'm asking and what time of the day I'm asking, years. And when I was about 7, I actually started questioning why I was coming to this church, because I could be at home reading. But it only took about 5 minutes for me to realize that there's just really cool people here. There's people here who are willing to discuss things that no one will bother or dare discuss anywhere else, and that's just really cool. It's like you look at everything from different perspectives, and then you can take the best things from those, and that people like encompass that into their spirituality and stuff here, and it's just really nice. You guys have just helped me develop intellectually, morally, and spiritually, and that's just so nice. And it's such a privilege that I've been able to have that for so long, just like pretty much all of my life. My future plans include me going to KVCC, WMU, U of M, and then going to the Large Hadron Collider in Geneva to study exotic matter states. So that's what I'm doing. Thank you, everyone. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. My name is McKenna Seaver. Dear people at Peoples, I want to thank you for being people. People who uplift, people who inspire, people who reach out a helping hand. People who accepted my mom, Bird, and I the second we walked through the doors. People who have grown to be my closest friends and my biggest supporters. Thank you, people, for being the best kind of people by not declaring a best kind of people. I came to this church hoping to find somewhere that would broaden my horizons and be a source of community. What I found was a whole new spectrum of conversations to be had and a whole new flood of people to have them with. I found everything that I wanted and more. People's Church has been central to the construction of my personal standards and values for a community. I now know that wherever I end up, I hope that every potluck has more vegetarian and vegan options than carnivorous ones. I want to proudly say that my community stands up with extraordinary vigor for social justice. Someday, I hope to find myself in a community that acts as a net, catching those who have fallen using the connections and strength that People's Church has shown. Although I have only attended People's for about a year and a half, I feel like my tie to this church and its people is familial. I am so grateful for the beautiful unity of this place. Here, it feels like any person could walk through those doors and be accepted, loved, and supported. This is truly unique, and I will hold it with me all the days of my life. Speaking of the days of my life, my future plans include taking a gap year to backpack parts of Europe for about 5 months with a focus on Ireland. After that, I'll return and I will go to community college to get my general education with an unknown idea for what career I want. As a wise man once said, thank you, you all.
Last week at church, I found a piece of cardboard with a string attached to it, making it the perfect potential sign. There just so happened to be a marker nearby, so I took this opportunity into my own hands. Not long after, I was meandering around the foyer with a sign around my neck, which read, Aspiring Old Man. This may sound to you like the foolish behavior of Ben Miller, a crazy kid who has been raising hell at People's Church nearly every Sunday for most of his 17 years. However, to me, it was the perfect representation of how this church has developed my character. What do you value? This is a question that I don't really have to answer right now. The significance of this is in the question itself. The fact that I have been asked this regularly throughout my young life has allowed me to understand something much larger than a rigid moral code pronounced to me as a statement of, this is what you value. The people of peoples have set a foundation for my mindset of life being a journey. Because of this community, I know that life is a collection of stories, all converging into one final old man who has it all figured out. That is the old man I aspire to be. This is the time when I must take the first step to becoming that old man. I must venture off to experience the world for myself and discover who I truly am as I hike from Maine to Georgia on the Appalachian Trail over the course of 6 months. So as one final symbolic representation, because we all know how much you use love symbolism, I will cut off the yarn that I have worn through my adolescence. Goodness, this is... I'm getting there, Diane. from each youth conference that I have attended, through this church and through the UU community. It's really hard to do this with shaky hands. This yarn has accompanied me, as I said, throughout my adolescence and has given me strength when I have felt weak. I might have to do some of this later. now I will keep it in a safe place and it will forever accompany me in my mind and in my heart. Thank you. I'm going to do this in my seat, but thank you. Thank you all so much. I really appreciate you all being there for me in the last 17 years. I love you all. Thank you.
Here at People's Church, we honor the achievements and transitions in our youth's lives. A few weeks ago, our coming-of-age class gave their faith statements. Now we bear witness to our outgoing seniors who are leaving high school for a world of colleges and careers and opportunities, and to our incoming freshmen who we will welcome in with open arms to our young religious Unitarian Universalist group, or YRUU, which meets every Sunday during the service where we discuss our wide variety and creative curriculum of religious education. Now, just as Bilbo Baggins trekked across the mountains in Tolkien's book, we celebrate these life transitions with the symbolic climbing of the mountain, the seniors finishing this portion of their lives by making their descent down the mountain and into our young adult community, and the eighth and ninth graders are entering this new phase of life by climbing up the mountain and into YRUU. Along the way, we will give our beloved friends gifts to aid them on their journey.
As the seniors bridge, we give them presents as they start a new journey. We give them cards, walking sticks with yarn attached from the group as a signature, and also dice for a little D&D time. Because I'm sure you'll have that time in college or your gap year. Yeah. All right.
Amanda Wilson. Anson Lim. Civil Coise. Okay, I'm sorry. Coise.
This one.
Levi Clan. McKenna Seaver. And Ben Miller. Thank you, seniors. Can I now have the 8th and 9th grade youth up here? So these 8th and 9th graders have just completed the coming of age program, and we welcome them into our fellowship with these gifts.
We are giving you this candle to welcome you into this fellowship to light your way on this new journey.
Manny Sang. Kiernan Dean Hall. Jake Kraus. Leah Beltran. Gavin Rutherford. Nate Vanderberg. And Owen Edwards. We welcome you.
And now you can come up here.
Yay, you guys.
Okay, we're going to go down now.
All right, please join me in taking the offering. Thank you.
wishes all come true. May always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. May you stay forever young. May you stay forever young. May you grow up to be righteous. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright and be strong. May you stay forever young. May you stay forever young. May your feet always be swift. May you have a strong foundation when the winds of change shift. May your heart always be joyful. May your song always be sung. May you stay.